Welcome to the Foresight CFO podcast. In this show, growth CFO, thought leader, and Georgetown University lecturer Kirk W. McLaren challenges conventional thinking. Beyond Michael Gerber's e-myth, we engage successful CEOs and experts to guide CEOs from the foundation to seven succession options. As a result, CEOs grow with greater clarity and confidence to get paid twice. Learn more at www.foresightcfo.com, impacting CEOs globally.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. Who is this podcast for? This podcast is for CEOs of private companies, the CEOs who are beyond Michael Gerber's e-myth early stage status. I'm looking for the CEOs who want to be challenged. I'm looking for the CEOs where winning is being the best. And this includes the CEOs who want freedom. They want to have the financial resources and time to do what they want, when they want. Imagine what it would be like to be even clearer about your business objectives. Then go beyond that to know why these outcomes in your business are so important to you. What's important to you? Do you need the resources to take care of your aging mother? Do you want to make sure that your son and daughter have the right high school experience so that they launch well? Maybe you want to step back from the day-to-day running of the business to rebuild antique cars or live on the beach or even do legacy work in the community. Maybe you want to get a puppy. Doesn't matter what it is, but knowing why the business objectives are so important to you adds clarity about how to build the business today and across the journey. Now imagine a business where you are able to focus on the areas that you love doing. Your clients are raving fans. You have something unique and they love it. Your team knows the marketplace. They know where we have growth potential to take those next steps. You have recurring revenue to cover all of your fixed costs plus some. What would that be like? You have a sales executive that is so clear on the next step. They're using the numbers every day to see what is occurring better than expected. Were we meeting targets? And what's going sideways? Right? Let's see that proactively so that we have 52 opportunities on a weekly basis to take actions proactively. Right? The habits of reviewing the monthly financials is well established with your sales executive, where they take ownership for the numbers story. They make recommendations of what the next steps are instead of waiting for you to dig in. Imagine what that would be like. And then imagine the same is true with your delivery team, your functional leads, right? They're all on the same page, clear objectives, taking action, right? And your growth CFO is expanding options. They provide a view across the full journey from foundation, getting cash and accounting right, all the way to developing seven succession options, each of which impact your lifestyle and your financial resources differently. So more options are developing. Imagine since your executives are skilled at planning and following through, that you're able to focus on what you were born to do. Can you feel it? You feel the business becoming less dependent on you in that day-to-day so you can work on the business versus in the business. You're getting time back, right? That's freedom from a time standpoint. We're reducing dependencies of the business on us, right? Then what about financial freedom? You know, imagine if our business is earning profits in the top percentile of the industry and we have the competitive benchmarks that prove this so that we can defend our numbers to any stakeholder, including our valuation when we're raising capital, right? Imagine using those same benchmarks to challenge the status quo. In our case, we use the same database that many banks use, so we know what the lender is going to think even before we take that first step to engage. You know, imagine if your performance is so well known in the marketplace that strategic partners, lenders, and others want to talk with you about gaining more access to capital, creating more options, the type of options that weren't available before. Imagine your business moving towards positive cash flow instead of the traditional negative cash flow where you do the work, make payroll, then get paid by the client. Imagine that your business is 71% more valuable than your competitor, right? When we do this, we have more options, right? With seven succession options, I got to be able to pass the torch to the next group to lead the business. I need a business that's not dependent on me. What would that be like from a financial standpoint? Can you feel the pressures evaporating? This is freedom, where we have the financial resources and time to do what we want when we want, because the business is not dependent on us. And we're using the numbers to gain that clarity between options, confidence in choosing the right one, and that financial impact. The cash is building, top percentile profitability in a business that's valuable and transferable. That's freedom to be able to do what you want when you want. This is what I'm committed to bringing to you, clarity and confidence about the journey and next steps. In this podcast, we will talk to CEOs about their approach, their successes, and their setbacks. We'll bring on expert panels and other subject matter experts to expand our thinking. We will teach the best of what we learn from working with hundreds of CEOs globally with this growth CFO view of how to build a better business to achieve what you really care about. The three influences that developed our ability to work with CEOs are military influence, teaching grad school, and then decades of experience. So just think about it for a moment here. You know, the military influence, you can hear it already, right? After selling my first business in high school, then I attended Texas A&M. I served in the Army during the first Gulf War. And this cultivated my DNA about being intentional, establishing clear objectives, building the right delivery teams to capture synergies, then achieving the required outcomes through perseverance globally. You heard it already about taking extreme ownership, about confident execution. In our case, we bring a three-person team led by the growth CFO, and we deliver in 90-day sprints with measurable impact. So the military influence. Just to get started, CFOs go through our 8-week certification program, and they start working side by side with existing teams just to see if they have what it takes to be part of our true team. You can feel it, right? The drive for impact, the commitment, right? So different than a lot of folks in our space, that military influence starts to set us apart from others. The second major influence is I teach grad school at Georgetown University. And our method of delivering impact really crystallized when I started teaching grad school. I had to figure out a way to teach non-financial managers how to use the numbers, because most of us were never taught. After about a year of teaching, I realized that we had a framework that could be adapted to the needs of different CEOs globally, right? So we teach and establish the habits of profitability to help CEOs build even a better business, more clarity, more confidence, right? We actively develop managers one step at a time where they get even better at using the numbers, no matter what their functional discipline is, from sales to human resources to delivery. We get better one step at a time at making decisions and following through. Then naturally, the third influence is decades of experience. We work side by side with CEOs of technology companies in Silicon Valley all the way to Himalayan salt companies in Pakistan and educational companies in Washington, D.C. and New York. Right? We guide CEOs across the full journey instead of trial and error, you know, what use the wisdom and experience from the foundation, getting accounting and cash right, all the way to seven succession options with at least considering strategic growth in between. You know, should we do some buy-side M&A versus creating everything organically? What is our access to capital? Or maybe with the right fuel, we can grow even faster and better. Right? Part of our advantage beyond these influences that we're technology enabled, we developed our own proprietary development and delivery platform to develop team members who deliver that wow factor impact. This is what I'm committed to bringing to you from our experience and bringing the right guests on board. In this podcast, we will challenge CEOs to consider new options. We will put out insights to avoid getting stalled. And if we're in a stall point, like not growing the top line revenue, let's get out of the stall point. And then follow through to achieve what CEOs really care about, beyond just the objectives for the business. As a result, CEOs will learn about getting paid twice, both from profitability and the value of their business when they decide to pass the torch, either partially or fully. Right? CEOs will learn how to have more time to do what they want when they want, because the business is not dependent on them. My mission is to develop team members who deliver the wow factor impact and to help CEOs of private businesses perform with more clarity, confidence, and the financial impacts so that they're doing well. So I invite each of you to reach out to me. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what you want to learn more about. Tell me where you're stuck. Right? Send suggestions like this so that this podcast becomes even more targeted to how we go to the next step. And I invite each of you to come back, make this part of your habit of continuous mastery, because good things are ahead with foresight. Thank you again for joining my initial podcast to set the stage for what's to come. And I will talk with you soon. Take care.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Foresight CFO podcast. To learn more about Foresight CFO's Growth CFO and accounting services challenging conventional thinking so that CEOs get paid twice, visit www.foresightcfo.com.